Welcome to a podcast about nothing with V
and AD.
Welcome to my party. I like your thing.
Oh my!
I had on a whole wig, but I ain't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, you hating?
No, you should have tweaked it a little bit.
I did. That was me tweaking it.
Oh. I thought it was one of those out the box. You shook it and kind of put it on.
It was cute.
It was cute. You should have worn it for the people.
But you made fun of me.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did.
What did I say?
Oh, you lucky you pretty.
Because
it's ugly. All right, y'all. So, okay. Last week, or whenever y'all listening to this, depending on what it is, we told you some things, right?
We got on a topic. We had a topic, and we talked about a couple of things. What did we discuss? What did we talk about?
I don't know. I'll remember in a second. Well, this week we're talking about what women need and what they want.
And what they mean when they do certain things. Because I feel like everybody asks for something in a way, whether it be nonverbal or verbal communication.
True. So just know that I need love.
Girls need love too.
So we broke it down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We have a couple steps, and we are live again, so we're asking that they participate, and hopefully when the people come through with the questions,
we'll
answer them, because, you know, we like the feedback.
We do. We enjoy it.
We enjoy the feed, me. So, what do we say? This is an episode about who wants what?
Women,
okay.
What they want and what they need.
We ain't talking about what the other people want.
Who the other people?
Them.
The aliens.
Ooh,
but yeah, like, first of all, we just want you to figure it out.
Just figure it out. Because once we find out, we'll let you know. But until then, figure it out. Do the research.
Most of the time, we don't know. Like, we just know that. I mean, y'all know too. Y'all should know by now. There's enough social media. There's enough, like, YouTube pages. Like,
you know what I realized?
Do the research.
Because I feel like girls Google anything.
So do men.
They do, but I don't feel like it's as specific as girls
when it comes. If you cared.
No, I'm saying, like, okay, Valentine's ideas, like, I don't know what the craziest things I've looked up on Google, but it's like how to be nice to a da, da, da. I've looked up that type of stuff, so I want to know, like, do y'all really even care enough to, like, outsource the information
to do the research? Do y'all care?
So
enough?
Figure it out. That's the first thing.
I know this is a weird angle, but we don't know how to, like, turn it so you can see the both of us. So we'll figure that out another time. We probably should have, like, put it up there or something.
Put it on the wall?
Yeah, and then, like, angled it down. So just turn your phone to the side and you'll get it.
Just a little chiropractic.
So Valentine's Day is coming up, and we want to...
About time it's on a weekend.
Is it?
Sunday.
Is that a weekend? No.
True, because usually Valentine's night and going to work, like, ugh, this is so annoying.
Like, I'm trying to get licked.
Right.
The butt, huh?
What?
What? I'm just saying, like, certain things, I mean, you shouldn't talk about that loud. So, what are certain things that women want and women need? And we are here to help you. You know, kind of like figure that out, right?
Because if you guys don't know, I can wholeheartedly agree that the Valentine's Day holiday is for women.
It is.
It's like, you want to be appreciated as well. We'll get to that. but get over it. Like, there's not red and pink hearts for you. Like, they didn't start putting green and blue everything everywhere for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just give it up. Just give up the 24 hours. Just give it up.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. Oh, wait. You guys can't hear it, but that was Glitter Sparkles for Women.
Right, give it up. That's the first thing.
Pink, like, and red.
Figure it out. Like we stated before, we've talked about this before. This is your one day to go all out. But we don't know. We don't learn.
Now, there are men who actually go all out, you know, all throughout the year. But just realize, like, it's not for you. It's for us to, like,
take pictures and bask in it and be like, oh my God, so sweet.
Ooh, look, social media, right. Look what we got.
Seriously.
That's all it's
look
for.
At all these dollar store petals everywhere. It's so exciting.
Now, that's for Valentine's Day. But just on any other day, we need attention.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Not really affection. And what does that actually mean? Attention, not affection.
Yeah, most men, when you're asking for attention, it's like a sexual thing.
Yes.
I feel as though that it registers the same in their minds. So sometimes if I'm watching a movie, I legit want you to come sit next to me and watch a movie. Not trying to Netflix and chill me and then thinking that's what I wanted. That's not what I wanted. Like, I wanted you to get into the plot, the antagonist, protagonist.
There you go.
To like, appreciate it.
So
like
for
me.
You guys just tuning in, we're talking about women, what we need and what we want. And attention sometimes and not always affection. Netflix and chill, like, means just chill. Okay? Like, we just want to chill. Netflix has all the good movies.
That's what they say.
Netflix has all the good movies, okay? Like, I want you to chill with me. Like you said, get into the plot.
Right. Appreciate the storyline. Talk to me. Act like you're paying attention to the movie and whatever I'm focused on at the moment that I ask you to join me.
Right. Now, if I put on Amazon Prime, that means go for it.
Because it's so boring. Because it's so boring. That's true, though. Certain apps, like, don't play with me on this app. Like, don't try to cuddle while I'm watching Housewives and stuff. Like, primetime shows, I don't want to cuddle. Between 8 and 10 p.m.
What's that?
Primetime TV.
Oh.
On Mondays, Sundays. You know, you don't really want to... Like, this is not the time for that. Just sit here, talk about the people that I'm looking at on TV.
And get into it. It's okay for you to get into it.
Yeah. I always think it's cute when, like, people watch shows together and they wait for each other to watch shows. Even if it's, like, a corny show, but they're like, oh.
I'm over it.
What?
I'm over it. That's a conversation for another day.
Oh.
Look,
she's gotten left out of shows
before. No, I haven't. That's the issue.
Oh, you hate waiting for people.
I'm always waiting. What? Y'all
and then really getting upset. And then the nerve to really get upset because you didn't watch it with them. Like, it's been 2 weeks and you mad because I'm on episode 6.
Imagine a couple of years. I'm still on the second season of American Horror Stories.
Because you waiting.
Because I'm waiting. I am waiting. I am waiting.
Oh.
I am waiting.
She want to watch TV.
I'm just saying, like, I've been waiting to watch a couple of shows for a long time.
See, I can't wait that long.
I'm dedicated.
You a good one. I can't.
Affection without sexual activity. Is there a such thing?
Yeah.
What that mean?
You don't think you can be shown affection without your clothes being off? She said, hold up my hand, that's sexual. No, seriously. I mean, in the house, it's like, it depends. Well, I guess intimacy, because I feel like affection is physical, but like intimacy is like, oh, watch me while I'm cooking and stuff like that.
Really? I think intimacy is sexual.
It's usually,
Like, let's get intimate.
No, to me, intimacy is usually referred to as far as sexual acts, but to me, intimacy can be like you can have an intimate gathering, like a couple people, y'all close, doing close things. Not orgy things, but like close things.
Oh! Who doing those things?
No, but I'm saying, like, it can be. I've been seeing this trend of videos of men washing their women's hair. And everybody, oh, the intimacy. Like, that's intimate. Like, y'all cooking dinner together, that's intimate.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
That's not necessarily, what do we call it? Affection? That's affection. Not affection. That's so intimacy. Teamwork can be intimacy.
Mm-hmm. So what's affection?
Affection to me is like walking by, grabbing your booty, holding your hand, you know, rubbing on you and stuff, like kissing you every time you walk in the door and when you leave, bye, give me 3 kisses before you leave. Like, you know, real affectionate people who touch you when they talk, like, all right, come on, you know.
Nah, she'd be like, give me 3 kisses.
Oh, no, I'm one of those, like, in the morning time, like, somewhere important. Like, let's kiss before we leave. But if it's something like you want with your friends, I want a kiss. I don't know. It's just what I've noticed.
So, notice me. Women want to be noticed. Especially, like you said, if I come in the house and I don't throw off these... Oh, okay. Hold on. Time out. I just side note. I put on lashes, y'all.
Uh-uh. Please, somebody notice.
Please. Because, I mean, they lift... Oh, hold on. I'm so sorry about this right here. So, notice me, because I put on eyelashes, and they might be lifting up on the corners or something, but just, I need you to notice.
But see, that's the detail that I want you to notice. Like, oh, baby, your lashes lifted in the corner. Like, you've been looking at me! That's how I feel. Like, if I'm getting dressed, okay, makeup is a thing for me. I'll put mm-hmm. it on. But if I'm coming in the house from somewhere, I ain't seen you all day, and I don't take it off, and what is the process called when you getting dressed for bed? Getting dressed for bed? My decompressing, whatever it's called, mm-hmm. for my day, process happens really quick when I get in the house. I'm one of those people like... You were just outside 2 seconds ago. How do you have on a headscarf and a robe and pajamas already and it's 5 p.m.? Because I want to let my body know that I'm not going back outside. That's how that's how I shut down. So if I come in the house and I don't do that right away, I expect you to notice and be specific as well.
I change very quick.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
Like, I don't want to be in these clothes all day.
Like, I don't even care if I have leggings on. I don't want to wear the leggings in my house.
Oh, hell no.
Like, even though leggings are... It's like a weird thing. Like, even though leggings are comfortable, I don't want to walk around my house. So, what you be wearing?
Pajama pants. Sweatpants. Like, let me tell you. I don't want anything tight on me. Nothing like that. I'll wear a summer dress. Like, a long, flowy something. But as soon as I get in the house, though, especially during this whole, like... disease thing that's going on.
Taking your clothes off and changing them anyway.
I have to take my clothes off. I have to go shower, like, right away.
I'm about to say, did I shower? Yeah, I think I'm going to shower
again. She don't shower. Yes. So, I have some really important notes here, but I can't remember what I wrote down.
But we said you have to be specific, too. Did we say that part?
What?
Don't just notice me, but be specific about what you notice. Like, get
yeah, like you said, like my eyelashes lifting oh, yeah. in the corner. My eyelashes lifting in the corner. I really put on eyelashes. And
no, they're not. That's what I said. They're not. I told you to pinch them at the base. They were fine.
This was a struggle. I mean, it wasn't that much of a struggle.
Was it really?
It was a little bit. I mean, this is the second time I've worn eyelashes. The first time was when we were in Cabo.
This is the third time, because you wore them for your niece's wedding.
That I put them on.
Oh.
Yeah, that I put them on, like, somebody else put them on, and they will fly.
Yeah, they look good.
I'm about to wear eyelashes all the time. I wish my eyes didn't get red so quick. I think I'm allergic to mascara, though.
You might be.
no matter what kind of mascara I use, I change it, like, often, right?
That is true.
I change my mascara very
often. I notice I pick my eyelashes because I have an obsession with the clumped feeling. So I like to roll them between my fingers, and before I know it, all my eyelashes are coming out, and it's, like, black under my eye.
What is clumped?
You know when your mascara, like, clumps together in the formula and they make them, like, hard around your lashes? I like to, like, play with my lashes between my fingers and break those down.
Oh.
So I irritate myself, but, you know,
teach his own. Well, I think for women, it's very important to know what your man is and what he isn't.
I'm also, what do you mean what he is?
Like, so, for example... Let's take a shot on this one.
Oh, cheers.
Hey, happy Valentine's.
Right.
My water's good. Sanctify Sundays.
Uh-huh.
So, I think it's very...
Tap water.
What are you chasing it with?
Tap water with alkaline. This is, tap. I can taste the chlorine.
Oh, right there. And this is spring?
This is alkaline water.
Oh, alkaline.
Not Essentia.
My phone might go off, guys, because I'm at 10%, but this is a very important part. Or, yeah. I think it's very important to know what your man or your woman is to you and what they aren't to you. So, for example...
I think that's hard for a lot of people.
And I would have to say that, you know, me being in my relationship for, it'll be 11 years now, I'm just now realizing that what he is able to provide emotionally and what he isn't there for. So I think we talked about it before, like, I had like a minor breakdown.
Oh. What?
Why you make what?
Cause I just said, oh, I wasn't gonna give it away to people.
What you gonna see? That's why you can't give people alcohol, okay? Because you're telling all your shit, okay?
Alcohol.
I mean, alkaline
water. I'm talking about my detox tea.
So I had like a little breakdown where I kind of like went somewhere for a day or two, but it's okay, you know. I mean, that's what you're supposed to talk through. And I realized during that time that not that he's not emotionally available, but that's not his role for me. Like, I can go to him and say, like, you know, I'm having a hard time and all that other stuff, but like, that's what I have my girls for. Like, Adrian and Mo. Yeah. Like, I call them. I go to Mo's house and escape. I say, hey, Adrian, come over. I'm escaping. And same for them. It's not, and that's okay. It's okay to know what it is. And it's a very important part. Like,
I will say that's when you reach a certain level of maturity within yourself and in your relationship too, when you recognize that your partner's not going to be everything to you.
And it's
scary to think, because then it makes you want to think about who is going to be this person for them. I think that's where my mind goes first. Like, so who are you talking to if you feel like you can't talk to me? So who are you? You know, that's how I think. Like,
hold on, time out. I ain't never thought about that.
See what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like,
turn the live off. I'm
just
over.
Like you think about that for yourself, you have to think it's vice versa as well. Yeah. Even though without these type of conversations happening, I'm sure men ain't just sitting around. But it's a realization that comes along the way as well. Like, dang, I can't come to you about everything. I do feel stopped when I want to talk to you about certain things or your responses or whatever. So I'm not the everything that this person may need and want me to be as well. So It's mature of you to understand and accept it. Because once you accept it...
It's also, though, like, think about everything that person has to deal with on their own. And I think that's where my mind goes to first. Like I told you, when Freddie passed, I was a guilty griever. I thought about everybody else and what they were dealing with. And so I felt like I couldn't go to anybody in order to vent, you know, how I was feeling. The same thing comes with a relationship. It's not that I can't go to him is that, like, he's the provider. Like, he's trying to figure out, okay, I need to pay these bills, I need to do this, I need to do that. And I think it's unfair for a man and a woman to say, you need to be there for all of my needs. That's unrealistic.
Yeah. I mean, but you have to think about how people think getting into a situation with somebody.
Yeah.
You don't think how much you're expecting from somebody when you go into the situation. Think about how, girl, you need to be able to do this, do this. We got to be able to do this. I'm going to go on a date every week. It got to be this. It's got to be this. You need to be faithful. You got to be this. And you got to be this. But what is he gonna do, and where do you lack? Because you bitches ain't perfect. And I'm not saying it as an insulting way, but women speak so confidently about
what
who they
need,
are, and
boss
what they
bitch,
need and what they bring to the table.
I think it's more so what they don't need. Women are so quick to talk about what they don't need more so than what they actually need. And I realize that recently, it's like, again, a relationship is a need. I mean, is a want. You know, I don't need the relationship. We talked about it earlier. Expectations create
needs.
But we have conditioned ourselves to say, I don't need that nigga. You know, I don't need a man. I'm a boss. I'm this. I'm that. But that's...
Yeah.
Like, everybody needs someone regardless of what it's for or...
That's true.
Everybody need... Like, we need... People need people. You know? Like, we are living in a day and time to where we are taught...
Are to be selfish, if that's the word.
That's exactly what it is.
To think for self.
Self, everything is self, you know.
What you
like,
want to do, where you want to live,
that's
and what
it.
You want to feel, and what you, it's just the sacrifice is not for the greater good of us, we, them, they anymore. It's all for self.
It's all for self. Oh, I'm sacrificing. Not we are sacrificing. Not we are building
but
something.
But it's hard. I can honestly say being on the younger side of the spectrum, it's hard.
Me too.
It's just harder to deal because it's both ways. It's for men and women thinking the exact same thing. Men knowing the power that they have, these numbers being spewed out all the time, like, you know how many women need a man and how many women are out here who are free and need somebody. But you haven't stated any value in yourself. You're just stating that you have options. And then women shouting out that we don't need these da 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 and wanting to play the role of, you know, kind of switching the role. Like the roles that we've experienced almost flipped. The men want to be chased and the women don't need these niggas. Sorry not to call y'all niggas, but.
You know what a real nigga is? Let me tell y'all something. It's clear to me. No, I'm just kidding.
She's about to go in.
Let me not
know.
No,
but it's a serious thing. Like, I didn't even think about it, like, before we started talking about it. But it's, like, switching now.
It is.
And I do believe that you all, even though we're in the same generation, that I'm on the... Before it's about to change type. So, crazy enough, the mindset switch within 10 years difference is scary. Because it's not that far apart.
True.
It's not like... You're my mother's age, my mom's my grandmother's age. Like, it's really not that big of a difference for the dynamics to be so different.
Yeah.
For you to, in your marriage, to understand the necessity for man and woman, matrimony, being in a home, understanding the family dynamic, and for just literally a couple graduating classes later, we all, everybody, we for ourselves. Like,
but
that's scary.
That's true. Because
that's scary.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is going to be?
Well, I can't lie. I think my generation, more of my associates are married, than what your friends are.
Yeah,
and
like,
then,
I said this too. I feel like I've gone to more baby functions and stuff than I have weddings. Like, being almost 30 to not have, but I also say this is my circle as well too, because I know a group of, it's almost like what's happening in your circle too, almost like you can have people of all different walks.
See, this is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about, GoPro. So if anybody has a connection with GoPro, I need to know why it cuts us off like this.
Yeah, that's weird. But I feel as, I feel like the...
You're going to more baby functions.
Yeah, like it's your group. Like it's your group. I know groups of friends who everybody got married within 2 years of each other. I know a group of friends, everybody has kids and they all hang together. And then half my friends single or their situationships or entanglements. It's like we've started all these new names for the
entanglements. Who out here with entanglements?
Everybody. Like, you know, like everybody has a name for whatever they're going through, but nothing solid and not being swayed.
I mean, but think about it. All right, so let's go back like 2 years. I had Jaden when I was 21, a couple of years.
Like 3 years ago.
Sorry. So I had Jaden at 21, right? And then I didn't get married, you know, engaged and all that other stuff, but I didn't get married. It's no different than where your friends are. And then you and I got together at, what, 28? 29, we didn't get married until our 30s, and then we had two more kids. So, yeah, it makes sense.
I'm speaking of the seriousness of...
I wasn't serious about shit.
In your first situation.
Yeah, but
your,
I mean,
mind changed when it came for my age group when it was time for you to meet my cousin.
How old are you? 38?
I'm 29 and feeling fine. 10 years younger than you.
So we don't want to even talk about any more of this. Thank you for listening to
my mom. Nah, but seriously though, like I just feel like it's changed. Like me and Monique were just talking about this. Like even like the family, when Auntie Barbie passed away, She was 15, I was 12. We were thinking in our minds, like we're approaching the age that she was when we were in her house, in her bed. Like, she's her aunt with no kids. Thinking about that, I could not imagine.
You said she was 15.
Monique was 15. I was 12.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine having grown-ass kids running around my house talking about auntie, like, harassing her the way we did. Like, I couldn't imagine it. You know what I'm saying? It's just not the same. People don't have themselves together like they used to. It's just not the same. I feel like we're growing up slower. We're not propelling ourselves into these situations like people used to. Like, we're taking so long, and we've had this discussion when we had Miss Lisa and my mother on, like, it's not so much that we're recognizing that it's okay to slow down, but then we're moving like tortoises. Like, alright, y'all need to, alright, put a little pep in your step. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
y'all too slow.
Yeah, I think, and it's crazy to hear you say that, because the world is moving so fast.
Yeah.
But it's not moving fast as far as like we aren't progressing at all. It's this.
Yeah. Y'all, it's everything around us.
Y'all are the problem. This live is the problem.
It's the computer's doing it for us. We don't have to.
We're fed so much information. Think about music. And this is not what this episode was about. We always do this, but I think it's important. Think about music. As for an artist, you put out an album, And the album lives for this amount of time, unless like
Lauryn Hill, she's a perfect example.
For what?
I don't know what you're about to say, but I feel like I didn't realize she only had one album.
I mean, she had MTV Live. Unplugged
from what album?
It doesn't matter. It was unplugged, okay?
That's, it was another album.
It was unplugged. But the thing is like, we want so much so quick, and everything happens so fast. Like, think about how much music we're fed. Look at Netflix. Netflix has a new original every other day. I mean, maybe not, but that's what it seems
like. It's so funny, too, because I used to think, this is really sidebar, I used to think movies were so hard to make, and they still seem like they're difficult. But Netflix makes you feel like I can go outside my backyard and put a...
No. Netflix does a really good job at quality.
No, their quality is good, but, like... Think about movies, how hard they used to be to obtain. You will have to go to Blockbuster, movie places. Like, you're one app, and you're like, where did where did all these people get all this time to make all these damn movies?
Not even time. Where the hell are y'all getting these budgets from?
Right.
Like, Human Centipede, Sharknado, the alligator in the basement. Right. I just want to know, because if that's the case, and I got... Yeah,
that is true. Netflix quality, because there's been some apps that
I've downloaded. I got notebooks of movies.
Like, wait, how this make it to this?
And all of it is about AD.
What?
All the movies. So what women want and what we need. And Valentine's Day is coming up. Look at this. Oh, look. Yeah, see this? Look, this is what
I welcome to my
What you mom. Want? We want some good chocolate.
Ask what she want before y'all come home with that dark chocolate.
This is what I want. But if you can make mine truffles,
come
I love truffles.
That dark chocolate.
We want money. This is... $1 million bar. Make it real. We want money.
Damn, wait. What my nose say?
See?
You
this, we want some more chocolate, and this has caramel in it. Or caramel.
Is it?
I don't like caramel.
Yes, is
so it? We can get this to the kids, but this is, like, you know, everybody wants... At the end of the day, we just want to feel special in real life. Like, we really just want to feel special.
Oh, yeah, that's the truth. That's where the romance part comes in, because I feel like romance is such a lost concept for people. And it's not like intentional romance, like real live romance. You look like you scared of it. What's wrong?
I just like
She's listening. Tap water. I said, you see, tap water. Alkalize me. Time to recognize it again.
All right, so romance is like, it's a weird thing.
Sorry, I didn't mean to look at y'all like that. I'm trying to see, but it's a lot going on. What you say?
Who are you looking at?
I don't know.
Sorry that the camera is turned this way. It's turned this way so you can see the both of us. Because if, okay, we do this. If you turn it this way, hold on. Then you can't see us. So I apologize if, I had on a wig and it was cute to match my lipstick, but. AD said. No.
I ain't saying nothing.
You did. And I apologize.
We had props and everything.
We did have props. We're in a...
It's love is in the air.
It is. All right. So we did. We have props. We have cookies. Anybody want a cookie?
They're actually pretty decent. And I'm not a sweets person.
You're not?
No, I'm a food person. Like, I like salty stuff.
Savory. Me too. Damn. You know, well, I like candy. I don't like...
You said it like that's not sweet. I like candy.
But I don't like, I mean, I'm not a pastry person.
Pastry.
Yeah.
I'm not either. I like cheesecake. Like, that's it.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to you, dude, because... We couldn't do it. He literally went...
I don't know what we gonna do.
He went 30 days with no sugar. No sugar at all. He didn't drink coffee. He didn't eat not a cake, not a cookie. Anything that had, like, sugar. He'd be like, that's cheating. I'm like...
Aw.
He really did it. So, I have a surprise for you tomorrow.
What? Sugar?
It's a surprise. He watching. I can't tell
you. Oh.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna go to Dunkin' Donuts.
How you gonna poison him with sugar? He just got over it. See what I'm saying?
Somebody said, "Hey, cuz."
That's why I'm trying to figure out if that's your cousin. Is that Miles? Did I say look at Miles? I think so.
Does it? Hey, Miles. Hey, if you guys want to be... Damn it, I need to go get my charger. Because I was going to say, ask to be on with us and we'll get on with you.
They can't see, though.
Who can't see?
Them people.
Why?
They can't... They won't be recorded on here.
They can't see what?
I mean, they can't...
But it'll be recorded on there.
It's not recording on your phone?
Yes, it is. You save it. And then you upload it. She ain't never going live.
You right. No, I'm saying saving it as far as not a part of this episode.
Oh, on here.
They can't.
All right, so what does a woman want and what does a woman need?
I need to be left alone. So, like, I'm just playing. I think the whole thing is just communication, but a lot of it is nonverbal. I think so. It's just about knowing your partner.
Nonverbal. What do you mean?
Nonverbal communication. Like, half the time we get tired of talking about what we want. So what do? Get attitudes, say, okay, I'm fine. Like, we do a lot of that.
It's very hard for me to do that.
What?
Not to be nonverbal. I want to talk about it.
But
let me not say it. I do get quiet. When it comes, I won't say his name.
You know what I'm saying? No, but I'm saying as far as... I feel like everybody's like, oh, you deserve respect and certain things. But as far as what you want and your expectations from your partner. Mm-hmm. Like, you get tired of feeling like you nagging somebody. Can you show me attention? Can you show me attention? Can you show me attention? So you're just going to do things.
Who asked for that?
I mean, after a while, you probably have to say something if you feel like you're not getting any.
I should put on my wig.
You should have.
I don't know. That's weird.
What, asking for attention?
Yeah.
I can guarantee you'll probably ask for it if you feel like you're being completely ignored. Not seriously. I think it's just a different, because different strokes for different folks. Different necessities.
I think, I'm sure there's a lot of other people that have been in our shoes before, but you and I have worked together for so long. Like, it's not just a relationship. You know what I mean? Like a husband and wife relationship. We're also business partners, and we have been since day probably like 60.
That's how I say, like day 4?
Yeah. Like, there was no like honeymoon phase. There was none of that. So it is very different for us. And again, I'm sure other people have gone through this, but that romance that...
But is it something that you don't know that you want?
So I will say this. It is when you're going through it, and again, I don't know if it's social media that makes you realize, like, damn, I wish I had that, or I did want that, or if it's something with inside you that you're like, damn, I wanted that. Because social media is like all we know now, right? So you see what everybody else is doing and what everybody else...
Yeah, subconsciously, you're just going to compare and exactly. Put it in your mind anyway.
And by no means would I ever complain about my relationship, because it is amazing. But I will say there are certain things that I'm like, damn, that would have been nice. And I never even knew that I wanted it or that I was missing it until I didn't have it.
Yeah.
Or until the time had passed. So, you know, you do and I talked about it. It was like, oh, the proposal thing. You know, it was like, or Valentine's Day is a perfect example. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. It's not something that I did. You know, I did it with my ex. I did it with this person, da, da, da. It's not something that we do. And the man created this day for y'all to spend money. That's, you know, Valentine's Day, Christmas, and all that other stuff. But it's like... Don't short me because of your
Your past,
you know, yeah. Whether it's Valentine's Day, Christmas, or
occasions,
or you know, proposals, true. Or anniversaries. Like, and I think that's something for men and women. Sometimes we go through these hardships with relationships, whether it's men, whether it's intimate relationships, or with our parents or aunts and uncles, regardless of who it's with, and we tend to block.
You know what I noticed? This is like a generational one.
What?
How women are like, don't buy nobody a man's shoes, he gonna walk right out your life.
That's not generational.
That's for real?
That's, well, you mean generational like your generation?
Isn't it like generational, passed down from generation to generation?
Oh yeah,
right?
Maybe. I thought you were saying like your generation. I was saying
no. It's like stuff like that. Like people who really just take that with them. Like, oh, I ain't never buying nobody shoes because they're gonna walk out of my life. Like,
don't buy me no car because I'm driving the fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what else? Oh, dang.
I don't want to talk to y'all.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, little stuff like that that people don't even realize that they're blocking somebody else off from. Or you might be a gift. Like, one thing I realized as far as leveling, my parents weren't affectionate. My dad's getting old and sentimental. That's the difference I see. Mm. But my parents weren't really affectionate. I'm much more affectionate than the both of them.
Mm.
When it comes to the love I show them, me telling my mom, like, I tell my mom all the time, if you just miss me, say that. Like, you know, I miss you. I say it all the time. Hi, I'm affectionate with them, you know? And I can't deprive somebody else of that just because I didn't receive it, or I'm like, oh, this person, I'm going to be affectionate until I don't feel like it no more.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be
based on... That's a great point.
It's not going to be based on something. Like, so when it comes to, like we say with the whole shoe thing, nobody's ever walked out of my life for me to be holding that over my head.
True.
For me not to buy somebody's shoes, but I ain't doing it yet.
And please stay tuned to after these messages. We're going to just pause you guys for a second. I really need to go get a charger because I need to make sure we didn't lose that whole live.
Oh. Don't lose the live. Don't lose it. So what?
We ended at affection.
Ouch. We were talking about we ain't buying shoes. We don't buy no shoes.
We're talking about romance.
We're That's what it was.
Knowing what you want when you go into a relationship. And then also, like, okay, I realized that I didn't know I wanted these things until...
Yeah.
And a lot of things come from your past.
That's the truth. That's where all things come from. Like, everybody's a grown kid running around here dealing with their problems. That's how I look at people.
That's true.
I think so.
That's real.
Like, you play this facade, you get older, you're acting like such a grown-up, you're paying bills, but then you throw tantrums, you're holding grudges, you're getting upset, and I'm sure those are all the same characteristics you had when you were four. So I just feel like we're grown babies.
Grow up.
Yeah, like everybody's a grown up. Like, we're kids running around in grown up bodies.
True.
I believe it.
But we all have, you know, that kid is still inside of us.
But we grew up.
Sort of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, not really. So we're out here, toddlers, really trying to play house.
Isn't there a song called Let's Play House?
I don't know. That might be a generational thing.
That's not funny.
Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But someday, hey.
So what do you think men want and what men need?
Is that what we were asking?
Oh. Who cares?
It's like, I'm just playing. I think in a relationship, for the most part, once we establish that nobody has to be here, people in general just want to feel wanted.
True.
You know?
I agree with that.
People in general just want to feel wanted. And all the things that we described are different ways to show that we are appreciated, wanted, desired.
Why do you sound so upset?
It's not upset. It's just the same thing. I don't know. It's just one of those things like, wow, we're really all going through the same shit.
No matter if you're a man or if you're
man
a woman.
Or a woman. No matter if you're single or in your relationship or whatever. Like, everybody wants to feel wanted or needed by somebody.
That's true.
Like, whatever way you make it happen. So,
we talked about this earlier, like, creating that safe space mm-hmm. for each other. And I feel like we as Black women, well, I don't know, we, but I always feel the need to protect, you know,
yeah.
our Black men. And it, you brought something, and I told you this before, and you said, well, what about me? Like, I want to be protected as
right.
well.
I want to have a safe space when I get off work to come home to invent. Like, shit, we got to go to work, too. The towns ain't the same. We got jobs. We clocking out at the same time, okay?
Like, I need somewhere to come, and I need somewhere to vent, and I need somewhere to just, like, you know, be safe and say, like, yo, this shit is fucked up, or, you know, I don't like this, I do like this. And I've always felt like it was really important to a generational thing, you know, that was brought down. And I told you the story about, like, my grandma waking my... I'm laughing because my mom gets so pissed off still about this story. But my grandma woke my dad... I mean, my grandmother... My dad's mom woke my mom up and said, hey, come on, we shovel the snow. And this is in New York. Like, it snows really heavy. And my dad was asleep. But my mom's looking like, why are you waking this nigga up? And my grandma never said this, but every man in my family has been treated like kings. You know, like, they can do no wrong. You can't fix your own plate, da da da. And I think, you know, for my grandma, it was, you know, her being born in the early 1900s, it was one of those things to where, oh, we got to protect our Black men because I've seen what happens from her grandfather to her father to her husband to, yeah. you know, and all those other things. But I think now we're in a space to, yes, we need to protect each other because we see it's not, you know, just the men that are being...
It's almost crippling for men in a sense, though. Because it's done so without explanation to why they're being treated differently and held to a certain standard and why. And I think that's the difference between the men of yesterday and today.
You think we cripple our men?
To me, there's no problem with spoiling somebody or treating them a certain way. But if they don't know why and they feel like everybody around them should treat them like that, or they don't understand that you were being protected and valued, because if we didn't, you would have been looked at like scraps and shit on this earth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't understand what was happening... That's why they end up being raised to be these men that are described to us through our friends. Scenarios, crazy scenarios of lousy, don't really know what's going on. They're having a job and just going to work no matter what it is decent enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. not really having to do too much and expecting to be waited on hand and foot. And they don't know why, because that's just not a Black thing. That wasn't just a Black American thing or people. I've noticed the difference in my household to my family to people around me, and it's just not just an African thing. It's not, men are praised pretty much everywhere, but without you understanding, or later on understanding that you're going to be taking a responsibility in this way, or this is because of this, you ain't supposed, certain things, like it's almost like a gift and a curse. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to understand why it's happening. That's my whole thing.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like you have to, you got to grasp the concept, because a lot of men in my age group, even older, they always say men develop slower. They're, you know, They don't move as fast and stuff like that. And while I can believe it, the homes that they came from beforehand were in favor of them, but they don't understand why. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And looking at the surroundings, you don't understand why you receive different treatment. You don't understand. So you're expecting it from everybody else, and that's usually their downfall. They don't understand the give and take that the women were protecting so you can be the protector and the provider.
Say that again.
The women were protecting so you can grow up to later on be the protector and the provider. You can't provide from jail. You can't provide from being dead. You can't provide from being outside worrying about everybody else. They're going to keep you in the house, but please you as much as possible. You get what I'm saying?
Like, if the women were protecting so later on you could be the protector and the provider. Damn, that's deep.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I'm thinking that it was. Like, you guys were, you want the men, you have an idea of what you want the men to be, but when he's 10 and you're letting him do what he wants and you're forcing the women to go be in the kitchen and stuff like that, like, you've learned this behavior from somewhere. This isn't just popping up and being new. We've been trained to be wives and kissing ass and doing all kinds of stuff since we were kids. It's always something that I've never liked. Like, why are we being trained to be in these positions and y'all letting them chill? I've always noticed it. It's something I've noticed since I was a kid.
You and me both.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I never understood it. And then
I think I understood it being that, you know, I listened to my dad's stories. You know, I listened to my grandma's stories. And so understanding that, but you make a great point, and I think it's pretty deep.
It is. It's very deep. A really deep thing, but that's just not a black thing. And I honestly don't even think it's just to black people. It's not to color people. Excuse me, not to black people. People of color. It's not. It's a man woman thing. Just how we view and how society in general has built us up to view men and view women. We have roles that are unspoken of, but so loudly put out there.
Like,
you can be whatever you want to be. Just make sure you know how to cook, clean, slave, wash clothes, take care of the house, take care of the kids, do this, do that. Make sure everybody's good. Then you can think about what you got to do. Because you can do it. What's that lady name?
This strong one.
Right, the riveter lady. Like, the strong one. Then you can do all of that. Then you can flex. But it's not in our favor in that sense.
Yeah.
So I don't think, and the thing about it is, I don't think anything's wrong with it. Like, I don't think anything's wrong with protecting and you having to groom somebody from a child to believe and understand certain things.
But then y'all need to come home and protect home.
You need to, I think whatever you're teaching somebody, they need to understand why they're being taught this.
Yeah.
Why this behavior is the way it is. Mm-hmm. Not just, it is what it is. And then when you get old, you're expecting this person to have turned out to be this great, upstanding citizen. And now they're yelling, cussing out women because you done babied them. They get mad at everybody who's not doing it to them. Yeah. They don't know. They don't understand what was happening.
Yeah.
They didn't know. So, explain it. Like, people don't raise their kids with explanations.
They feel like they don't have to, and that's a conversation for it. We've had this conversation a lot. Like, not explaining to our children why certain things are, like, don't ask why.
Yeah, certain things they won't understand. Like, people, you can't no kid tell me, we get it. They're not going to tell you, they ain't not going to work and paying the bills. Like, I can do it myself. That's not what's happening. But when they ask why, I believe they deserve an explanation.
I don't know what kids y'all raising, but Thomas.
He go to work.
He go to work, and he's a grown man.
Right, he got a full-time job.
Okay.
And he is a grown man.
But yes. What we were talking about was what women want and what women need, specifically around the whole Valentine's Day thing. And, you know, we have now been conditioned. I wish these headlights. But we've been conditioned or taught, like, Valentine's Day, you know,
Let's change it to a day to appreciate each other. Y'all should spoil each other, but she should be spoiled first. I think.
I don't believe that. Yes, I do.
All right, we should do for each other. Yeah, but,
do for each other, but I think also, like, you know, it's, again, it's one thing if, as a man or as a woman, you spoil your significant other throughout the whole year. Yeah. You know, that's a thing. But if you don't, just do
take
it.
Take the day.
Take the day. One day. Like, you got one day to really spoil this person.
I do think it's kind of sad that people don't get to look forward to holidays. Like, I understand religious reasons, you don't celebrate, whatever. You don't care.
But stop making up shit.
I'm so sick of these stories. Like,
you know what? The man made this day.
Everything's pagan. Everybody made up everything. Like,
What did we say? We said, who is pagan? Why they keep messing up these holidays? Like,
seriously,
tell them to go away.
Everything is blasphemy and all kind of stuff. Like, enjoy the day. Like, all right, celebrate the 15th. Call it Love's Day.
Every day the 14th.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could do it like that, too.
Every day the 14th. And I have 14 on my... What's the name? I'm about to play the number. Is there just two numbers that play for the lottery?
I'm about to play numbers. Yeah, I'm going to play a number.
Oh,
look, February 14th.
And my thing says 14th, and we're talking about the 14th. So 14, 14, 14. Can you play that? I don't know nothing about the lottery.
Me either.
But I think I would win.
You should try it. No, seriously. I don't know. But women want a lot. Men want a lot. Everybody wants to feel wanted.
On another note, can we do another clap? Because I just want to bring... I want to talk about something else. But I want this to be separate.
So,
Like, I want it to be another, like, 1, 2, 3, clap, and then I want to talk about something else. Because this was all about women and men and relationships. But I got something I really need to say.
Go ahead.
Should I go live on another channel?
What channel are you trying to go live on?
Let me go live on my own channel.